Leading the news this morning, an independent analysis of the state of the budget has likened it to a horror story by Stephen King. With just a week to go before the federal budget, Deloitte Access Economics is predicting another $5.5 billion blowout in this year's deficit. That's set to grow to $14 billion in the following financial year. The Australian Federal Police will answer questions this morning about their role in the Bali 9 investigation. The AFP has faced heated criticism in the wake of the executions of Andrew Chan and Mayuran Sukumaran. In 2005, the AFP provided information to Indonesian authorities that led to the arrest of the Bali 9 drug smugglers. Family members have visited the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and their new baby daughter at Kensington Palace. Among the visitors were Prince Charles and his wife, the Duchess of Cornwall, and Catherine's parents and sister. It's not known when the royal couple will announce their new daughter's name. Channel 10 personality Carrie Bickmore has won this year's Gold Logie. Foxtel's prison drama Wentworth picked up two awards, including Most Outstanding Drama, and the ABC won three Logies. Carrie Bickmore used her acceptance speech to raise awareness of brain cancer.
In 2010, my husband Greg was one of the unlucky ones, and after a long battle, he died from brain cancer. And that's why I want to raise awareness about it tonight.